Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Hey guys, it's time for the Secret Show. It is Monday, January 10th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki. Oh no, Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brynny. That rhymes better.
Hey,
it doesn't work. Yes, Vinny.
On the regular show, I read a text about someone who'd written in and said, "How do you not mention Bob Saget? I know he's on a competing morning show."
And oh, did you find
speaks,
that?
Well, this speaks to the fact that I've never watched that show.
Yeah.
I didn't get their joke. Their joke is that apparently on the show Full House, he did a morning television show called Good Morning San Francisco.
With Aunt Becky.
Oh.
So they're so butt on bump.
I get it. Now
very
we
cute.
Get. Oh, make sure you mention that on the main show tomorrow, because I feel dumb. Because even though I've watched 50 episodes of that show out of the corner of my eye making dinner while my kids are watching TV when they were little. Like, I never picked up that he did a morning show.
Yeah,
it was 20 years ago.
I thought, I wasn't sure if that's what they meant. I'm like, maybe they actually seriously thought he was
a bunch of texters wrote in and said, no, he's, you guys, that's what he did on the television show. He was a...
No, we didn't know.
All
sorry.
Right, well,
look, we were a little too old for it. And by the time I ever saw it, it was when my kids were little and it was on, I don't know, daily on Nickelodeon or something.
ABC Family.
Oh, sure. Sure, ABC Family. Of course, that's where it was.
Why I still haven't seen
else?
It.
Yeah.
I can admit to
maybe
knowing
your kids
about...
kids will get into it. It's a cute show.
I know Stamos as Blackie from one of the...
soap operas. General Hospital, right? Wasn't he Blackie on General Hospital?
It would have been General Hospital or Days of Our Lives. Those were the only two I watched. But I think GH is the one.
Yeah.
Either way.
I liked Days of Our Lives. That was a good one. And my mom, though, loved Another World. Did you ever watch
that one? Yeah. No. Anyway, just wanted to make sure you knew that that joke is just one that missed us entirely.
Hmm. Sorry about that. We did not know. But now we do.
Mm-hmm.
So one of your famous sayings is...
wherever there's a naked lady.
That's a different one. He has a lot of famous sayings, but... One of his famous sayings has to do with red flags. Like, when you see a red flag, don't go, I love red. It's my favorite color. Mm-hmm. It's there for a reason, like to warn you away.
It's a common, I don't know that it's how it's worded different ways, but it's common in self-help circles that, you know, if you see a red flag, you know, take note.
Right. It's so there to warn you.
Do we have a bad advice?
So this bad advice, hey y'all, fake name used at the end, friends listen. So this guy's changed all the names, etc. I have a dilemma and I could use some bad slash good advice. And the ultimate question that this person poses right here at the beginning, I snap judged. Should I just stay out of it? And generally speaking,
you should.
The answer is yes, you should.
Unless someone's being hurt and you need to save them, right. Yes, mind right. Your business.
So immediately I thought, well, the answer's got to be yes. She even says, I can hear Vinny now, yes. So then I read the letter and went, oh no, well, let me read you the letter.
Okay,
all right,
good.
And you guys decide for yourselves what needs to happen here. My good friend, let's call her Rosie, started seeing someone she met through Tinder around the week of Thanksgiving. So we're talking like less than 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call him Dick.
Okay. Dick and Rosie.
Because he's
dick
a dick.
Good one.
Is that a foreshadow?
Well,
is that a foreshadow?
You'll see.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's a dick. I mean, this guy could be totally legit. Doubt it. All right. Immediately, there was a connection because Dick has so many of the same interests as Rosie. Small business owner, athletic, same taste in music. Normally, I'd be stoked for her. But I'm seeing red flags that she seems oblivious to. Here's what Rosie has told me about Dick that strikes me as odd, if not alarming. He was a high-ranking member of the military and claims to have survived 3 helicopter crashes, one of which left him stranded floating in the ocean for 48 hours.
Mm. Wow.
Right?
That's an impressive story.
Very.
He's a badass.
Isn't it? Or is he?
So, he is. 48 hours in the ocean by yourself from a helicopter crash? Mm-hmm.
Yes, if that had happened and 3 helicopter crashes later, I mean, that is the story of your life, really.
Yeah, it is.
Turns out, no, there are many other stories. I think that you can find... Well, actually, she can't because... Hold on. No, I'm just going to finish this. Let's just get through this. Let's get through this before we start picking it apart. Because my first thought was, you can check out whether or not someone's been in the military, I think. He said, I love you, on their second date. He won't tell her his last name, which is why you can't check out if he's been in the military or not. These are the main issues I have. But Dick has a lot of other fantastical stories about his life.
Sometimes you hold on to your last name until they love you. If it's Jizz Gobbler or something, you're like, I don't think you're going to want to ever marry me knowing my last
name. My name's
you're
Dick Jizz Gobbler.
Rosie Jizz Gobbler. I mean, that's not good.
My last name's in my ass.
So casual, Brent.
M-I-S.
All right. We had some fun with that. Go on. You were saying?
Dick in my ass?
Oh.
Never mind.
Sarah.
I thought he said M-I-S. I'm like,
in my ass. Forget it. You had to be there.
I guess. I was there, but. Okay. So these are the main issues I have, but Dick has a lot of other fantastical stories about his life. Supposedly, he was abandoned at an orphanage when he was a child, leading to his lifelong interest in theology. He also claims to be an engineer, but for unknown reasons, teaches karate to children now. He also insists that he's filled in on drums and vocals for famous punk rock bands, but won't boast to tell who he knows or who has toured with. He has no video or photo footage, I know, because my friend asked to see it, and he says he's too shy to be on camera. He's also apparently just closed on a new home, which he's gutting to build a new bathroom and bedroom, so Rosie's never been to his place. Additionally, Rosie's small business has done great this past year, so she's in the middle of expanding to a second location. Dick has insisted on doing all the renovation of the new place, including electrical and plumbing. So he's going to...
Nice guy.
Sure. We should check his licenses. As Rosie told me all of this, this is... very, like, measured good response that Rosie...
From her friend, you mean?
Yeah, that the person who's writing us, she did a pretty good response to this that Rosie just went... My response was honest but reserved. The gist of what I said was, he sounds like a very interesting person with a lot of different interests and skills. I think it's very brave of you to jump into this relationship with such openness. To be honest, if I were you, I'd be afraid at how quickly things have moved. Does this feel comfortable to you? Right? What a good response. Rosie goes, yeah, this is what I've been looking for my whole life.
Oh, no.
He's an
oh, no.
open book and the communication feels so natural between us.
But he's not.
But he's a bullshit artist.
Yeah.
No shit. I mean, is it just that she's in this relationship that she can't see it? He's a fucking huge bullshit. Bullshit artist is... that's his job. That's his whole job. So tell me, should I tell her I'm seeing red flags or should I just mind my business? Thanks all. Summer.
Did it say how long they've been dating?
2 months. Not even 2 months. Since she said the week of Thanksgiving, they hooked up on Tinder. And on their second date, he was all, I love you, but I won't tell you my last name. And also, I was in exploding helicopters 3 times and spent 2 days floating in the ocean.
Honestly, the red flag started with Tinder.
Oh, why?
Because that's who you meet on Tinder, is these assholes.
Is that so?
Yes. They just want to hit it and quit it, and that's it.
Well, he's sticking around. Like, he's into her, but he's...
Yeah, because he wants some money.
So full of shit. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Like, she has a successful business.
Because it's kind of like, if he... It's one thing to, like, trying to be, like, humble, not name drop, like, all these, like, famous people you met. But at the same time, if you can just show one picture, that would kind of be like, okay, like, get people off your back about it. Pick or it didn't happen.
It just... So
pick
such...
or it didn't happen. Yeah. Wow.
Or it didn't happen. Because it just...
You like that,
first
Vinny?
Of all, I don't want to brag and tell you who I toured with or who I know. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that I'm a pretty accomplished drummer and vocalist.
Kind of a big deal.
I sit in with all these, you know, really famous punk acts. Like, do you though? And also, don't let them do any fucking work at your new location. Unless you've got like a contractor on site or something, I don't know, somebody does. Like, you're not going to know if he fucked up the electrical.
Instantaneous. Like, you would know if he fucked up the electrical. Right? If he installs a bunch of shit and then you plug it in and you go, oh shit, a bunch of sparks happened, then you know it's wrong. Or if you did plumbing.
Now the place has just burned down. You know, the place is flooded.
I don't know.
Well, and it sounds like, look, people like this have an excuse for every season, right?
Right.
So it doesn't matter what story he sold her. When it comes time to pay up, he's going to have a reason why he can't do that. So more than likely, he won't even try to do the work on her place because he can't.
Yeah.
Because he's full of shit.
Maybe so, that's when he's going to get the money. Like, okay, well, listen, I'm going to need $16,000
right.
to do the plumbing and the electrical.
Right.
I need that up front to get the supplies that I need. But I'm not charging you for labor or anything. This is just the things that I need. Don't give him that money. And also, plumbing supplies and electrical doesn't cost $16,000. The labor, sure, it might cost you a lot to get it done. But, I mean, in general... You know, you can buy a coil of wire and whatever, you know, some light switches. Like, that's not 16th. Oh, God, I'm so scared for this lady.
I usually like to take the argument side of anything just for the sake of our show. But there's no possible way that I can argue on behalf of Dick. He is
a bullshit artist. You said it. You
right.
summed it all up with that.
And so I don't know how this person should. Will save her friend. The possibility, like, you know, this is tough because maybe she doesn't even want. She's already written us, so she's made an effort on her friend's behalf, right?
Right.
Maybe the move is: can you even have a Tinder without your last name being visible?
Yeah. They don't show all the dating apps. You don't have your last name visible.
Oh,
you have to sign up with like
so
a
nobody
email.
Can Google you.
Yeah, the whole it's privacy, so it's the whole thing. But unless like you have, some people do link their Instagram to it. So unless you click on their Instagram profile and they have their last name in that profile, that's the only way you can find out. But when you're swiping, it's only like the first name and the age. So.
Damn.
Yeah, so I guess there's no way to look this guy up and get info on him. I don't know that you even want, but you probably have your own life to be worried about as well. I mean,
I'd be worried about this person, though. I don't know how close they are, but she seems to be, you know, over the moon about this guy. I would actually be, you were more or less honest, but gentle. I would say, look, you don't know this guy's last name. You should find his last name and Google him for sure, because the stories he's telling are fantastical, and he's about to try to get money out of you to do this renovation work.
Show up to do the work.
It doesn't absolutely. Right? In the email that he is asking for money quite yet.
Well, no, but that's the setup. The worry is he's setting her up, getting her to believe in him and love him and doing things and saying things that make him seem incredible. It sounds like she's been waiting for him her whole life, right? She's said something to that effect. Mm-hmm. Like, this is exactly what I've wanted. Well, okay, except that what it sounds like to me, this is, I hate to say it, normally there are things with friends that I've watched some friends do some stuff where I just thought, oh my God, I do not like the decisions you're making. And coming from me, you have to believe that's some shit, right?
Right.
So I've often let things go, but I've also said very bluntly my opinion of certain things. In fact, my opinion got lowered of the people I was friends with because of the decisions they were making and the choices they were making. And I finally had to tell them that just out of concern for them.
Right.
So I do think there's a point where I would probably be pretty blunt with this lady and say, look, I'm going to tell you from my seat, it looks like some kind of scam. No one should come into your life and be staying in your house without you having any fucking idea who they are.
Yep.
It's a love bombing technique is what he's doing. Second date, he tells you he loves you. He's love bombing her. It's manipulation.
Right. I really feel like you, the thing you just said, where from where I'm sitting, if you could just like take this lady out for lunch and just say, listen, I'm really concerned about this. This could 100% be on the up and up, but you've got to try and step outside of it and look at it the way I'm seeing it. And here's what you've told me.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture. As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And you need to find out this guy's... You need to find out his address. You need to find out his last name. You need to find out more. Maybe somebody will write us and tell us about whether or not you can find out if someone's in the military. Because he's even been in the fucking military. It's just, he's...
The military is a common scam where someone wants to seem heroic. Because to this day, despite, you know, war being necessary or not, you know, whether or not it's politically motivated, whatever your political beliefs are, the truth is our military are heroes.
Yeah.
And we still see them as that, mm-hmm. no matter what. You know, they may get sent to a war we don't agree in, but the fact of the matter is they go on our behalf when they're sent and they don't question it.
Right.
They're taking care of what they believe to be the American way or the American people. So we still consider them heroes. That's a common play. I mean, it's automatic yeah. that if you say I served, we all go, thank you.
I give you a level of appreciation that
right.
I reserve
it
for
puts
those
you
who
in
serve.
A certain light with someone right yeah. off the bat. So, but I would look, I would probably just tell her it sounds all like bullshit to me. I also would say, look, for starters, show up wherever he teaches karate, show up there.
And then hide in the parking lot and follow him home.
No, I didn't say that.
Or ask for a military ID. Be like, hey, can I just see your ID? Just see like what the picture looks like?
He'll go, no, I don't want to tell. I don't, yeah, I don't want you to see my last name.
Or you'd be like, hey, I heard they have a discount for military members over there. Let's go try that spot.
Yeah. That's and then you have to show your military ID. Yeah. And he can't use that bullshit excuse where he's like, I'm nervous of taking pictures.
I'm nervous to show my military ID.
But look, the bottom line is, this is your friend, and she's falling for this. And often people who are desperate, and I don't want
to
say your friend's desperate, but she's looking for love on Tinder. So, hello. I do think that she's.
Hey, I did that once.
You were kind of desperate. Just so we're clear.
Well, I don't know that you were looking for love per se. It sounds like
I didn't know I was desperate.
With her whole, I've been waiting my whole life for this guy.
No.
Even though she doesn't know his last name.
I know. That's honestly, of all of it, after 2 months, you don't know someone's last name. That's
weird. 2 months of dating. How many dates are there? Like, Nikki, how many dates did you go on in 2 months with this beefcake?
A lot more than she told us about, that's for sure.
Actually, it was only like three or four because I was really busy during that time. I was working three jobs. So
if that's a possibility, maybe he doesn't... I wouldn't want to give my last name quite.
But we would FaceTime in between that to try to get to know each other more.
Just to give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
I wonder what happened over Christmas with these two. Like, did they meet each other's families? I mean, obviously she didn't meet his family. Because they're in jail somewhere or something. Jesus, I don't like this at all. I want to follow up on this one, Summer, because I know that's not your real name. Like, I want to know what's going on with this and what you decide. And I mean, look, your best bet probably is to just let it play out, because honestly, you might wind up being the asshole friend that she says.
Well, look, sometimes you need to be the asshole friend and at least just put it on there. Like, if you're really looking at this, we only see or hear what we're hearing on this letter. She knows her friend. She knows how deep into this she is. She's writing us because she's... So, look, I'm going to tell you what I think you should do. Normally, I'd say, mind your damn business. In this case, I would probably say, you know, look, I need to tell you this from my seat. It sounds like you're getting scammed. And I'm scared for you, and I don't want you to be mad at me, so I'll back off, but I need to go on record with you and let you know, none of this sounds okay. None of it.
So many red flags.
So I don't know how to get to the bottom of who this guy is, and it's not my job. You're not my kid. You're my friend. So you should try to get to the bottom of this.
Yep.
Pursue his last name. Tell him you can't see him again if he doesn't say, I'm this person.
Right.
Well, Summer, you're not my friend anymore. You just insulted the love of my life.
Okay,
my
call me in a couple months after he's booked you out of $16,000.
Right, because if you sit there and then she gets burned, you're
going
to...
And you didn't say, at least say
you're
going
to be that person that said, I thought something was up with that. You did? Why didn't you tell me?
Because I know you ditched me as a friend.
I didn't want you to be mad. Well, right. She would be mad in the moment.
She will be.
But down the line, she'll be like, oh my God, you saved me. This guy is a known grifter.
Right. And even if you just plant the seed with her, like, just I don't know. You actually seem like you have pretty good delivery on your thoughts and feelings on things. I would say lay it all out to her. Tell her why you're worried. And then just say, okay, we can talk about something else now. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I see. And then you've planted the seed. Now she's like, yeah, that is weird that he, that I don't know his last name. Why? Especially if he's going to do work for you, you're not even going to know his last name. So if he fucks it up, now you can't find him. Like, it's so, oh my God, I'm getting very upset.
That's why
this.
I'm saying she's going all in with this guy because she's desperate. She wants this. She wants a love that is this highly capable. Often, though, we're not that highly capable. Most people can't survive 48 hours alone in the ocean due to a helicopter crash.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that a military helicopter crashes, they usually have some kind of signal on those things to know one of their helicopters went down and where it went down and how to get to them.
Right. Absolutely. There is no 48 hours in the ocean.
And if you were to Google it, you would probably, a story might come up about
somebody who finally rescued after 48 hours floating in a helicopter crash and 48 hours in the ocean. It's such bullshit.
A Navy SEAL might be able to stand, you know, 48 hours in a freezing hypothermic ocean, but most people aren't going to survive that.
Right.
You won't still be there at the 48-hour mark.
You're lucky if you're there at the 12-hour mark. I mean, really lucky.
That's two full nights treading water.
It did not happen.
So anyway, I feel bad for her because it's clear. Like, I know that V. Hale wouldn't fall for that, but V. Hale similarly seems like someone who really wants a partner. And there's nothing wrong with wanting a partner.
She's got a pretty good bullshit detector, though.
She does.
I like to think that she wouldn't, but you just don't know. People, love is blind. Like, that is a saying for a reason. Like, people just go, they just will believe anything to keep the fantasy alive. All right, you ready for some compliments? And then we'll be done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. This is a nice one. I haven't pre-read this, but it says nothing. It says just a ton of compliments. And I thought,
my. All right.
It's Monday. I could use
Let's
some compliments.
Let's hope it's compliments.
Let's hope so, right?
Yeah, not those backhanded.
Let's find out.
I love how dumb Vinny is. Wait a minute. That's not a compliment.
Thank you. All right, beloved radio fam. So happy to have you back this new year. You were missed very much over the break. I sent these compliments to y'all last year via text, but they were too difficult to read because I found it impossible to follow the necessary word economy guidelines. Sorry about it. I believe these sentiments bear repeating, so here they are again via email this time. Soak them in and feel the love.
All right.
You totally deserve it. I cannot stress enough how grateful I am to have you in my life on the daily. So these were compliments that they sent last Friday, I guess. Friday compliments for Sarah. You are adorable with your silver pixie cut. You are wicked smart with a quick wit and you're hysterically funny. You are incredibly gifted and talented with all your different hobbies and interests. I also admire your ability to maintain a healthy, happy marriage with John. Happy Friday, you motherfucker. Friday compliments for Vinfro. You are truly a stand-up guy. You have an impeccable character. You're dedicated, responsible, and highly ethical. It's truly admirable. You're super sharp, astute, down-to-earth, tender-hearted, funny as hell, and a total cutie. Happy Friday. Hope you get laid.
Wow. That's very nice of you. I wish I were all the things you just said, but thank you.
I know. God, it makes me feel like we have to stand up a little taller.
Well, I try. I do try, but this whole, like, you know, highly, that's, I'm doing the best I can, but... You know, I'm no priest
over here. I mean, I'm treading water, and it's been more than 48 hours, I'll tell you that right now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Friday compliments for Bryn. You and that radio voice of yours are hot as hell. You have mad skills and a strong worth ethic, both inside and outside your profession. You're the kind of person who can master anything you put your mind to. You are thoughtful, you're very funny, and you're a sweet family man. Happy Friday. Overwhelming feelings of concern.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
It sounds super accurate.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody.
Exactly
noticed.
Right. Yeah.
I've been waiting for someone to notice.
Friday compliments for Coco.
You're the best liar on the show.
It's an art form. Just waiting.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, she doesn't say anything about what a liar you are.
Oh. Okay, keep going.
I guess she only did the... You have a very bright mind and you are a beautiful young woman. The way you've been holding it down in the studio all year is impressive and appreciated. You are already such a highly skilled and polished professional. You add a real freshness and sweetness to the show. Happy Friday to you and to Beefcake.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
I'll let him know.
Let me see if this person's name is okay. Very sweet.
Thanks, Kay.
That is really, really nice.
That is super sweet.
More like that, please, everyone. Also, we love follow-up. I would love to hear what's going on with the red flag lady. I mean, that is... Yeah. That's
tough.
I'll write
somewhere right now.
Yeah. And if you want to send an email, please, at any time, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. You can also, you can text me and I'll send you an alert for when we go live with The Secret Show or when we go live with Happy Hours, stuff like that. It's 415-358-1965. I swear to God, I really do look at it and I don't share it with anybody. Bryn and Nikki help me answer some of those. But not that much, right? Mostly it's me, right, you guys, right?
Yeah,
right?
It's always Sarah. Right?
It's always me.
Yeah.
So mostly it's me.
I haven't been on there in forever.
But really, it's please join. That'll be fun.
We can hang out.
Have a great Monday, and we'll see you back here for tomorrow's show.
The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?